ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. இந்த பகவத்கீதா தட் கிருஷ்ணா சேஸ் தட் ஆல்தோ எ காமன் மேன் திங்ஸ் தட் இஃப் ஐ எக்ஸசைஸ் வாட் எவர் டிசைர்ஸ் ஐ ஹாவ் கிராஜுவலி ஒன் பை ஒன் தே வில் ஆல் பிகம் ஃபுல்ஃபில்டு அண்ட் இன் மை ஓல்ட் ஏஜ் ஐ கேன் டேக் டு ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் லைஃப் சீரியஸ்லி. பட் தட் இஸ் நாட் ட்ரூ. The nature of material desires in our heart, when you exercise one of them, they multiply into a dozen. And when you exercise second one, another dozen. In this way, exercising the material desires with the desire to fulfill them multiplies into many, many. Therefore, you will see whatever material desires a person possesses at the age of 18, same desires are found even at the age of 80 also. Even after one grows old, the desires don't die off. And on the contrary, the desires even get multiplied by contemplating on them and exercising them. Therefore, the difference is, an old person, aged person only gets more and more frustrated, not able to acquire his ambitions and dreams and desires. Therefore, when one observes material desires in one's heart, and one should not try to satisfy them and end up in multiplying them. Rather, one should sanctify them. Dhritarashtra had many desires for his son, evil-minded son Duryodhana, and for himself too. And the result of repeatedly endeavoring to satisfy those desires led to the entire destruction of Kaurava dynasty. All the 100 sons were lost. Everybody died in the battle. And he himself became the most frustrated person. On the other hand, Dhruva had material desire. Instead of exercising the material desire, he sanctified his heart by bringing Lord Vishnu into his heart, into his life. And his life, entire life became sanctified. He not only became satisfied, he gave satisfaction to his mother, satisfaction to his guru, satisfaction to all the Vaishnavas who get to read the Dhruva Charita for all time to come. Therefore, one should know, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Dushpurena Analena Cha. The more one tries to satisfy the material desires, it is like pouring petrol in fire. It will grow into a flagrant inferno, huge fire, and one won't be able to be satisfied. Rather, one will find oneself surrounded by hundreds and thousands of desires, not able to fulfill them, one will be frustrated. The situation is exactly like a boat you see in Kanyakumari. When you see a boat, if a boatman is not mature and is not experienced, as soon as he boats the boat, he will find the boat tossed by the waves, and man will be thrown inside the boat hither and thither uncontrollably. He will feel himself out of control, and it will appear that the whole boat is going to topple upside down and he will die. It appears like that, but actually one requires practice and experience and maturity in knowing how to row a boat. You cannot blame the waves. You cannot blame the tides. We cannot blame the wind. That is never to change. That environment is going to be like that only. Similarly, the material world will throw many, many material desires on us. The material world is going to allure and pull us in different directions, due to which our human body, which is like a boat, is likely to be tossed this way and that way, and oftentimes the conditioned souls who are immature and inexperienced in spiritual life naturally get tossed hither and thither, and they blame the world around. They blame Kali Yuga. They can blame everybody except oneself, and that is not going to help. Therefore, one has to take to the practice of chanting the holy name and strenuously practicing the four regulative principles by keeping strict oneself. By this, one will get the experience and maturity to handle the boat. You can see a person who is expert in handling the boat. When the boat is toppling in one side, he will keep one leg longer and one leg shorter. Another side, he'll keep another leg longer and this leg shorter. And he is very cool-headed. He has nothing to fear, because the moving of the boat this way and that way doesn't frighten him or doesn't bewilder him or confuse him. He knows that this is the nature of the ocean, and he has learned the art of rowing the boat very expertly. And it is only a matter of time as he keeps endeavoring like this. Very soon he finds a big ship which is far more stable. And when he boards the ship will take him across the ocean to the shores of the ocean. Similarly, connecting with the Guru Parampara, which offers very solid protection and shelter and enlightenment and nourishment, when one takes very firm shelter of the solid ship of the Guru Parampara, then such a person is very safely, he is landed on the shore. On the other hand, people who don't control their desires, they multiply the desires, they grow their desires by trying to satisfy them, making a vain attempt. They not only get frightened and scared and toppled this way, that way, sometimes they can get drowned also in the ocean of samsara. Therefore, the chanting of the holy name is abhyas, and the following the four regulative principles is the vairagya. Krishna told Arjuna, abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagyena cha grihyate. My dear Arjuna, do not make an effort to satisfy your material desires, but sanctify your heart by the spiritual abhyas of chanting of the holy name and following the four regulative principles. Be faithful, be honest, be strict, and when you do this, then it is only a matter of time. Your mind will become calm, cool, collected, and gradually one will see the material desires washed away from the heart, and they will be reducing in number when we don't exercise them. By exercising them, they multiply in number. In this way, all one's material desires will become converted into spiritual desires, and such a sanctified heart is what is explained. Apuryamanam achala pratishtham samudramapa pravishanti yadvat tadvat kamayam pravishanti sarve sashanti mapnoti na kamakami. So like this, in many places Krishna explains, a person who has become freed from material desires and his heart has become filled with spiritual absorption, he experiences not only peace, but by devotional service to the Lord, he experiences everlasting spiritual bliss. Harinam Prabhu ki.